Welcome to Shomach Shavu on the Daf. She responds to Luni Nishmas Arbiak V'Shomam Lev HaSitzchok. We're holding in Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Aleph. We'll say something a little bit beyond the Yoyma going into Chodesh Adar. The first two words of the Gemara on this Daf, the Gemara explains what does it mean Kor in the Mishnah. The Gemara says it's Kafra Dudei. What is Kafra Dudei? It says Rashi is Loshen Kinuach, meaning wiping out. Because what does kafir do? They mean kineach boy es hayoyro. A person went and took out the leftover paint which was in the bottom of the pot. He wiped out the bottom of the pot, and with this he painted the wall. And that's how Rashi concludes: kufra loshon kinuach. Kufra means to wipe out. In the side, they sent us to Rashi in Zvachit Avchofei. Rashi says a similar thing, where the Gemara goes and says that you have to wipe out the blood from the top of the Mazrek. Mazrek is where the blood goes into in Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because the pasuk calls it Kippurei Zov. Golden Kippurim. What's Kippurim? So Rashi says, because Kippur is Loshon Kinuach, wiping. So from here you know you have to wipe the blood. And Rashi brings another example to this from the Gemara in Gittin, in the Agadah of the Churban. The Gemara says, Ubay le Kippur Yodi, wants to wash, to wipe his hands, Bahu Gavro. So you see Loshon Kippurim is Loshon Kinuach. This is a source to what I heard from my Rebbe Ramesh Shapir Zatzal many times. The Yom HaKippurim, the Inyan of Kapara, what is the Soid of Kapara? Soid of Kapara, so the Maharal says, he says it the most clearly in the end of his Drosha Shabbos Tshuva. He says, how does Kapara work? Kapara work is the fact that we come and reveal that the Chet, the Aveira, is not us. If the Aveira is part of who you are, you can't just go and take it out. How can you remove something which is part of your body? Part of who you are, part of your essence. But the idea of all Inyan of Kapara is when Am Yisrael gets to the Maila of Tshuva, or the Maila of Yom Kippurim, we're revealing that all the bad of Am Yisrael, it's not really them, it's the Yitzhara, it's the Satan, they are pure good. So immediately when we reveal that it's not us, you can just remove it. You take away the Chet, it's not us. So said Rav Moshe, that's the Pshat and the name of the day. Yom HaKippurim, Kippurim Loshon Kinuach, Loshon wiping. The same way when a person is dirty, he just goes and cleans himself out, because it's not really him, it's dirt which is above his body. So when the chait is revealed, there's something which is not part of us. So you merely have kapar, you're able to mekaneach it, you're able to remove it out. If the word kapara means kinuach, so that's the essence of Yom Kippur. It's not just atonement as we translate it in English, but it means the hasara, it means to remove. It's the idea of kinuach, of wiping out something which is not a part of us, and that's how Yom Kippurim works. Now to add to this, Chazal and Sefer HaZohar tell us that Purim is the hashlomo of Yom Kippurim. That whatever Yom Kippurim, so to speak, is missing is going to be filled in Purim. And the Arizvash famously says that's what's called Yom Kippurim. It means Yom Kippurim is like Purim. It's not Purim. Purim is not. It's better. Purim, you accomplish more than Yom Kippur. And the Vilna Gaon explains this, and he says the idea is that Yom Kippur we don't eat and drink, but the Ashlama of the Achila and Shtia that needs to be Yom Kippur happens in Purim. And this is Mizbar based on the Maharal and the Hakdama Torah Chodosh. The Yom Kippur is when we fix the nefesh. The Purim is when we fix the goof. Purim is the idea that we figure out how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Teva. And wherever we are, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not only our neshama's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but our goof as well as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single event, every single item in Teva, in nature, is part of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So maybe Efshar Leimar, based on what we learned, that's the idea of Purim. Yom Kippur is the Gilui of kapara, loshon kinuach, that the chet is not part of our nefesh, not part of our neshama. But we get the Purim, it's an even greater gilui, that the chet and the bad and the yetzer hara and the satan and all the terrible things in the world is not really part of the world. Not only b'chinas neshama and gedusha, we say that bad is not part of the world and it's only us with the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even the goof thing, and even Olam Hazeh, and even anything which is physical, everything materialistic is also connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all the bad is not part of the world. That's the Chiddush of Purim al Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is only Kippurim. Because Yom Kippur is a gilui that the bad and the chatoim is not part of the gedusha. But in Yom Kippur, on Purim, we find out that really the whole world is gedusha, and the whole world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dik, and the whole world is really one big Yom Kippurim where you have a kinuach of the bad because it's all pure connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.